This is Bernie and Sid in the morning. The new morning show.
Bernard has been a friend of mine for so long, and Sid, you too.
Making mischief every morning.
Well, you're going to get me in a lot of trouble.
On the air, on the app, on the web.
Now on Echo devices.
This is an honor. Great show.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.
Do it live!
Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
Back on the Bernie and Sid show. And it's very solemn Yom Kippur. Day of Atonement for our Jewish brethren. We wish them all an easy fast. So we do. And on the line with us right now is a vaunted actor. Very, very celebrated. Very successful. And he's laughing. And believe it or not, this gentleman was born in the freaking BX, the Boogie Down Bronx. His name is Cuba Gooding Jr. Good morning, Cuba. That's what I'm saying right there. Hey, what? How old were you when you left? I know you didn't go to high school in the Bronx, but how old were you?
I left right before the first grade, so I was young. Oh. I was just a youngin. Yeah.
Do you remember the hood? Yeah. The name, the neighborhood? You know, was it Highbridge? Was it Soundview? Do you know?
Soundview Projects. That's right, Soundview.
Oh, no kidding.
It's funny because my cousin Keith Butler stayed there till he was in. High school, and then left, and we reconnected, and he became my stand-in in all my movies, believe it or not.
So, wow. Well, yeah. How do you like that? That's cool. That's good. By the way, that's where I happen to be from, Soundview in the Bronx, my damn self, so we're homeboys.
That's right. We connected by blood, kind of. Like, we got a nose busted.
Something like that. Something like that. So listen, Cuba Gooding Jr., you have a new project out, which is, it's called...
Yes, sir.
It is called, what the hell is
Bayou
it?
Bayou Caviar.
Bayou Caviar, excuse me. And not only do you star in it, but you direct it as well, Bayou Caviar. And you have a couple of big-time names in it, Richard Dreyfuss, Catherine
right.
McPhee. Tell us about this movie.
That's right. Famke Janssen from the X-Men series. You know, I had these heavy hitters come play with me on my first time directing. And we shot it in New Orleans, Louisiana. 100-degree weather with 100% humidity on a alligator farm, telling the story a la, Crash or Pulp Fiction, about a group of people who live down in the bayou, who are good people, but they get into a bad situation involving an incident of a sex tape, and they got to find their way out of a very bad scene. Involving themselves with a Russian mob boss. And, it was one of those stories that I really connected with. And, they allowed me to write on the screenplay, rewrite the screenplay and direct it. And, we're really proud of it. And it's one thing when you work with these guys that are these old-timers like Richard Dreyfuss, I've worked with, mm-hmm. shared the screen with Dustin Hoffman and Jack Nicholson and these guys. They search for the truth in every moment of the day, and if you don't have the right answers for them, you're in trouble. But we had a good time down there. We really did.
And that, of course, this marked your directorial debut. I mean, it's the first time you've directed a movie. I mean, is that...
That's right.
It must have been difficult, both to act and direct.
Directing, the key to directing is knowing the vision of the film. From the hair people to the costumes to the director of photography to the lighting guy, everybody all day has questions for you, and you got to have answers. And this was something that I was passionate about, and I had the opportunity to work with people who were passionate about telling this story. And I got the bug now. I'd rather direct than act. That's how.
Wow, that's amazing. A lot of people. Yeah, it's inexplicable to the layperson, but. Apparently, it's a thing. It's an actual thing. Now, listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, as an actor, you give your performance to the director, and then you wait a year until you walk into a theater and see what he did with it. And a lot of times, if the directors aren't up to par, you find that they didn't interpret it the right way. And being a director now and being given the opportunity to go in the editing room and not only influence my performance, but all the actors around me. Man, it's a drug now. It's intoxicating.
Wow.
And it's something I look to do now over and over again.
Wow.
It's great. It really is a kick in the pants, and it's empowering to know that you can not only choose those takes that tell the story the way you envisioned it when you read the script or wrote the script the first time, but to continue to improve it with, you know, the composer and then the colorization of the movie. It's enchanting, and it's been a magical journey for me this past year.
Good for you. Very happy for you. Cuba Gooding Jr., the movie is Bayou Caviar. And again, he acts and directs it, and it's a thrilling story of sex, murder, and revenge set in Louisiana. Cuba, I want to ask you, if you don't mind, I would kiss your ass a little bit. You were great in Boys in the Hood and a bunch of other movies, but I want to ask you about, of course, Jerry Maguire. You were an Oscar nominee. You worked with Tom Cruise, and look at Tom Cruise still killing it himself in Mission Impossible. I mean, you began your career pretty much at a high level.
At the top. Now I'm here. Started at the top.
And now I'm here.
Started at the top. Yes, that's it. That's it.
Sing it, 2 Chainz.
The day after Bayou Caviar opens, come on down to the Ambassador Theater on Broadway and see me play Billy Flynn in Chicago. Chicago Gizzle. Killing the game on the stage.
Is that right, Chicago? Are you going to be...
I'm playing Billy Flynn in Chicago. Singing and dancing 8 times a week. 6 days a week, right there on Broadway. So come on down, everybody. Everybody.
What's our friend's name, Matt Meany? What's actor from the Dr. Peterman from Seinfeld? What the hell's his name? He does the dog show?
Why can't I think?
All right, we'll look it up. Anyway, we have a friend that's in that right now. And let me ask you about this. You played the people versus O.J. Simpson. You portrayed O.J. Simpson himself. Did O.J. contact you? During or after that?
Well, I was, when it came out, he was still in jail. So he got out and did a couple of interviews saying that he had no desire to participate in the limited series. But no contact at all.
Oh, okay. But you were great in it. I mean, it was fantastic. It was gripping. And we all knew how it turned out. It's just... And then also you played Ben Carson back in 2009, and have you communicated with Dr. Carson?
You know, the engine behind every great man is a great woman, and Candy Carson and I talk periodically, his wife.
Yes.
She's a remarkable woman. When I did that movie, he was on the set every day, and, you know, you put your political beliefs aside. He's an angel amongst men. He was the first to separate Siamese twin infants who were connected at the hip, and I'll never forget that experience, spending that time with him and that family. Truly a great family.
Yes, no doubt about it. So the actor in Chicago, by the way, we looked at John O'Hurley's my friend for we've known him a couple of years. He's in it, so you're going to be on stage with John O'Hurley, and he's a funny guy and a nice guy. But listen, let me just. Who's he playing? Well, we don't know who's he playing. We don't know anything here. All we know is that your new movie. We know your new movie is Bayou Caviar, Cuba Gooding Jr. And listen, it's coming out on October 5th, and it's great. You act in it. You direct it. You have, again, Richard Dreyfuss in it, Famke Janssen, and a bunch of other stars. And so we congratulate you on that endeavor and your resurgence and reappearance in the play Chicago.
Thank you.
No, not at all.
I'm excited. It's a good time to be me.
You sound like you're very happy. I like what I hear. I really do. Listen, Cuba Gooding Jr., thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks. You too, brother. Give Sid my best when you talk.
I shall. On the Bernie and Sid Show. We're coming right back.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.